Andrew Nielsen, assistant professor of food science and technology, says they found some interesting things when they fed compounds found in cocoa to laboratory mice.
A few of these compounds, in particular, were able to significantly slow their weight gain, their accumulation of fat, and the onset of kind of a pre-diabetic condition.
Nielsen says the research into possible health benefits of cocoa has prompted a feeding frenzy of sorts in the media. He says he's gotten calls from media around the world, and some of them took the wrong angle.
They're saying that we're advocating increased chocolate consumption or that chocolate helps weight loss. Neither of which could be farther from the truth of what our research actually says.
He cautions this is not a green light to grab a chocolate bar. The cocoa needs to be consumed in a low-calorie, low-fat form.
If we can identify some healthy ways to take advantage of the compounds that are present in the cocoa bean, that it could really have an impact on the population because it's something that people we think would be able to embrace and use regularly.
Dr. Nielsen says it would be widely accepted because, as he put it, people want to eat cocoa. Jim Kent, WFIR News.